Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is MJ Crowder.
Jim Ganley.
Wow. I can't believe we just... couple weeks away now from our dinner, September 12th.
I can't wait.
If you haven't got your tickets yet, get them.
Get your tickets. And you know, here's a thought, because we've had some of these come back, and it's such a great idea, but we've had some people bring back their Christ Renews His Parish Church group, their mom's group. Be sure to invite your parish priest or deacon, because they can round out your table, and they're for free. So, and we want to have the most priests ever at this dinner. I think the year before, we had probably the most priests ever. But let's try to top that this year. So if you have a group, faith study group at your parish, or a Christ Renews His Parish, or mom's group, or confirmation group.
Knights of Columbus,
bring a group. It saves you a little bit of money if you get a table. And it's just kind of fun to fellowship with your fellow parishioners.
It is. It's a great evening. Very, very friendly crowd. Just everybody's mingling with everybody at the silent auction ahead of time, and the dinner's a lot of fun, and a great speaker, and a good evening, a good fundraiser for Catholic Radio. You can, if you didn't get an invitation, I'm not sure, we've mailed out invitations to the folks that we have in our database, so if you didn't get one, it may just be that you're not in our database, and we'd love to put you there. So give us a call here at the station at 317-870-8400, or visit our website, catholicradioindy.org, and you can actually purchase tickets on the site, or there's a place where you can leave us a note to find out more about it. So September 12th, 6 p.m. at the Northside Knights of Columbus, right on 71st Street, just west of Keystone.
There you go. Let's just jump right in. We have a big announcement here at Catholic Radio. I don't know if the announcement has been made. Well, it hasn't been made on Faith in Action. I think it was made on another show a couple weeks ago, but I don't think we've made the announcement on Faith in Action. But Scott Williams, beloved Scott Williams, who had a show here on Catholic Radio, The Last Pew, loved The Last Pew name, by the way, loved it. He's our guest today on Faith in Action, and he brought someone with him. But Scott Williams has gotten a promotion down at the Archdiocese.
Yes. Yeah. I have. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. It's kind of fun to be on both sides of the fence, if you will, right? I mean, isn't it kind of interesting to be a guest instead of, you're not responsible
for this different seat, different duties.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Don't have to press any buttons.
You're just, ask me any question
exactly,
you want, right?
Yeah. What you got?
what you got? Give it to me. Yeah, I'm right here.
I didn't plan anything.
Yeah. See, and that's kind of fun, right?
Yeah. Enjoy.
Okay, so Scott Williams, Director of Youth Ministry for the Archdiocese.
Indeed, yes. That's a new role for me.
Yeah, what's kind of interesting, because years ago when I first met you, which was actually over at the Pyramids, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but weren't you down at St. Francis and Claire, maybe?
St. Jude?
I grew up at St. Francis and Claire, but I worked full-time at St. Jude for 3 years, yeah.
But you were working with the youth then.
Yeah.
So kind of come around full circle the way, because you haven't really left far. I mean, you haven't really strayed far.
No.
No?
No, I've been in youth ministry since 2011, so...
2011, oh my goodness gracious. But lots of changes in your life.
Yeah, so I haven't done too much of anything for too long, it seems like. So I was 3 years at St. Jude in youth ministry, and I ended up 3 years as the program coordinator of youth ministry for the Archdiocese, so I would help put on events and retreats, mission trips, all those types of kind of bigger events and things like that. And I filled in an interim role for a while, keeping the office afloat while we were in a transition and interview process. And Just recently, I was named to serve as the Director of Youth Ministry.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Yay, thank you. Congratulations. Thank you. And in the meantime, you also got married. So what parish did you settle? Where are you?
Well, that's a good question.
Because you were kind of parish hopping the last time we chatted.
Yeah, we still hop a little bit. We are okay. Officially registered parishioners of St. John the Evangelist downtown.
Oh, yeah. Rick Nagel.
So when we lived downtown, that was our parish, and we went there. We lived there for a year. But we bought a house on the south side of town. So we live in the St. Barnabas neighborhood, but with my wife being a nurse, which you're familiar, sure, they have odd schedules.
And crazy.
She works every other weekend. We go to Franciscan's hospital chapel once in a while.
Sure.
We go to St. Barnabas once in a while. St. John's, we're kind of, we still hop, unfortunately.
They still hop. Yeah. That's okay. There's St. Simon's on the north side. And by the way, talk about St. Simon's.
Mm.
You brought a guest with you.
I did.
I am so excited about this guest.
So Ellie Kaufman, she's a member of our Archdiocese and Youth Council, and you were the one that actually pointed it out because she came to St. Simon to speak, right?
Yeah, it was the coolest thing ever because a few weeks ago, mid to end of July, after Mass, this beautiful young woman came up to give a little blurb about NCYC, and I was so struck. I was sitting by myself in the pew, and I was so struck by this young woman's confidence, mm-hmm, and fervor while talking about NCYC. I mean, we hear about it every year, every other year. But I have to say, I have never heard someone give a pitch with such enthusiasm, mm-hmm, and passion. And for a second, I thought, gosh, I don't have anybody to send this year. It was like, man, this I wish someone were listening because I have to say, Ellie, you were right away, and I knew right away that I wanted to talk to you. And so after Mass, I'm scrambling for my husband, trying to look for my husband. And where is he? At your table saying, MJ, you got to talk to her. You got to have her.
Yeah.
I mean, so first of all, I want to know all about you. So tell us where you go to school. Obviously, you're St. Simon parishioner, but what year are you in school? Where do you go?
All right. Well, thank you very much for the kind words, and thank you for inviting me on the show. I'm going to be a senior this year. I'm homeschooled, but I take a lot of classes at Marion University through their dual credit program. Some things I like to do in my spare time, I play flute. I've been playing for about 11 years, and play in a youth orchestra. I enjoy that. I'm on the Archdiocese and Youth Council. So I get to stay involved.
Yay!
Yay! I like to hang out with Scott. It's fun. And the other kids. And I also...
And the other kids.
I like it. They're fine.
Scott, the other kids.
It's mostly kids and then some big kids, too.
I also enjoy being involved in 4-H and really volunteering my time. I really like doing that as well.
4-H. So when I talked to your mom the other day, she said 4-H. And I thought, okay, so I'm thinking 4-H, you got to live on a farm to be 4-H. But I guess I'm removed from that scene a little bit. So what do you do with 4-H?
The farm is a common misconception. There's 72 different projects and all different types of activities or hobbies that you can be involved in. I am involved in a lot of shooting sports. I am involved in jewelry making.
Ooh, right up my alley.
It was really fun. I made a jellyfish necklace.
Oh, wow.
That was great. I got champion for that, so I'm very proud.
Whoa.
And I'm also involved in public speaking. So.
Oh, well, okay. There was the ringer. Sent a ringer in, of course. Okay.
And really, the morning before I came and talked in my parish, I had the public speaking competition that day. And I won state, so I'm going to go talk at state level.
Okay. All right. Now nice. I get it. Now full picture. I'm seeing it. Okay. So, Scott, when we say NCYC, so for those people who are just now tuning in, thinking, what the heck is that?
It's kind of for a lot of people, it seems like a household name these days because, you know, NCYC, we kind of throw it out just like anything else. But the acronym stands for the National Catholic Youth Conference, and it is a I don't know. I can never remember what it is, but biennial, it's every other year is what it is. So on the odd years, we have the National Catholic Youth Conference, and it draws about 23,000 participants from around the country to Indianapolis, and it's high school students really just celebrating their faith. It's fun. It's good down, you know, just a lot of joy, a lot of happiness. When people think that a lot of young people aren't invested in their faith, they should come and volunteer and be a part of NCYC because...
Oh, yeah.
it really brings the church alive.
Always in Indianapolis, or does it move from big city to big city?
Historically, it's moved from big city to big city. It's been in Indianapolis since 2011 now. The way that it works out, just working with different conferences or convention centers in different states, the more that you can have in a particular area, the easier it is on hotel contracts and things like that. So it makes sense to do several in a row. So they do have an invitation to be a part of, to come to Indianapolis mm-hmm. for future ones as well. So we will have it for a little bit longer.
Well, I'll tell you, we did a live remote a couple years ago, mm-hmm. and oh my goodness, mm-hmm. I got a little flavor of I remember one of my kids said that the coolest thing for them besides Eucharistic Adoration, and Ellie, we're going to ask you a little bit about your favorite moment, but just seeing that many kids and knowing that they're all Catholic.
Sure.
That's the coolest thing. But the energy level at the convention center, mm-hmm. of course, right next to Lucas, and you had things going on all over the place downtown.
Yeah.
But the energy level, incredible. Listeners, if you're just now tuning in, our guest today is Scott Williams. He's the Director of Youth Ministry for the Archdiocese. And Ellie Kaufman, she is a senior from St. Simon Catholic Church on the northeast side, Geist area. We need to take a break and we'll be right back.
Think of all the media our young people are exposed to today. MTV, movies, what passes for entertainment on TV, song lyrics that are questionable or worse. Where do they hear the message that it's okay to be chaste and modest, or that it's not crazy to practice their faith, or to believe in a God who loves them and can forgive them no matter what they do? Catholic Radio is the answer. Be sure to tell your friends and relatives about Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest today is Scott Williams. I love when I do that. Welcome back.
What the listener doesn't realize is that these programs are pre-recorded, and what you just heard as a listener was probably a minute or a two-minute break with announcements in it. What we here in the studio heard was about 3 seconds of silence, and we started all over
again. And jump right back.
And then we put it together afterwards, and in production afterwards, where we intersperse the announcements and things like that. So sometimes when we chuckle about being back again, we've only been gone for a couple of seconds.
Scott Williams, of course, he's the Director of Youth Ministry for the Archdiocese. And Scott Williams, also many of our listeners will recognize the name from The Last Pew here on Catholic Radio. How many years did we have The Last Pew?
It was 2.5 years.
It seemed longer than that.
It did.
It did seem longer than that.
That's good
or bad. But you know something interesting? He also brought with him Ellie Kaufman, from St. Simon, a senior, actually, a homeschooled senior from St. Simon's. I congratulate and applaud your family and your mother for that, because that I did it until high school with my children, and then I mm-hmm. ceded them to the high schools.
MJ was raving about what you said at Mass, and apparently it touched Chris, her husband, as well. What the heck did you say?
Can you remember? Because as I remember, she didn't have note cards. I mean, she just kind of went up there. And I think that if you had tied your hands behind your back, you would have had a more difficult time. Because I remember using your hands, and I thought, but you really spoke from the heart. And that's what really was touching. So do you remember what you said to us?
Yes. Well, I asked Father John, our new priest, if I would be able to have the opportunity to promote NCYC, or the National Catholic Youth Conference, to my parish. And I thought, other than just the regular, hey, kids, you should come on, join, and parents, give us your money, I wanted to add something a little bit different, so that way I could really connect with the people in my parish. And what I mentioned is, right before I went to NCYC, I was having a really difficult time in my life. Right about then, I had started to get bullied, I was getting kicked out of friend groups, and my whole life kind of seemed like it was falling apart around me. It was really rough right then, and right about then, my faith in God really started to dwindle down to nothing, and I guess you could call it a mustard seed. But I really didn't have much faith at that point. Around then, I was invited to go to NCYC, just kind of, hey, do you want to go? And I was like, sure, I don't have anything going on that weekend, and I can get out of school for a couple days. So I got to go to NCYC with some of my friends, and one of the big things that I remember is the Eucharistic Adoration with the whole group. And it was in the Lucas Oil Stadium, and there are around 23,000 kids from all across the United States. And we had Eucharistic Adoration, I think, for about half an hour to an hour. I don't remember exactly. Mm-hmm. But with 23,000 kids in the Lucas Oil Stadium, you would expect a lot of noise, just shuffling around, talking, whispering, but it was silent. It was absolutely silent. And in that silence, you could hear the awe and the adoration that they truly had for our Lord right there in the presence of the Holy Eucharist. And it just gave me so much more faith. It refilled my love for Christ. And that was such a powerful moment for me at NCYC. It really helped carve out my faith path from that point on.
So you had an opportunity to rub elbows with, as you've mentioned, 20-some thousand, 23,000. Did you get numbers? Did you get Facebook? I mean, did you friend a lot of people? I mean, well, I don't know whether you get numbers anymore or Facebook. Or get their names, so you friend them on Facebook. I don't know what's the, or Instagram. Or
yeah,
what.
I think you get Instagram.
Instagram?
Most, for the most part. Instagram,
so people are, Snapchat. Oh, yeah, Snapchat. Snapchat. I do like Snapchat. That's pretty good.
You know, Ellie might be able to, I've kind of been out of the you know, working with young people at the conference as much as kind of organizing larger, more broad strokes of the conference. But when I was a youth minister at St. Jude, the kids would get clothespins.
Oh, yeah.
And they would write their, like, Instagram handles
name
and things like that onto clothespins. And then they would just kind of put them on people's backpacks or things like that.
Oh, that's so clever. Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. So what do they do stuff like that? So you can kind of...
They do.
Not really, you know, confrontationally like, hey, you're cute, give me your number. But
yeah.
So how do you do that? How do you network, if you will?
Unfortunately, I'm not the best person to ask about this. I don't even have a Facebook these days.
Oh.
But I did get to meet so many different people, and I did make some friends from that time.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. I have to say, meeting people, one of the best things was meeting people from the no snow states when it started snowing.
No snow states.
Yeah,
no,
so
I like that.
Like Hawaii in California. Yeah. And it started snowing. And it was that beautiful snow that we get the first time around, not the slush that comes in February.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they were just full of awe. And I was like, oh, that's so cute.
Oh.
It's so much fun. But yeah, the clothespins, that was a wonderful way to get to know people. Especially if you caught
them.
So
it's still around, Scott. Still around.
No. Yeah.
Yes. No, we had a party.
Still happening.
We had a party beforehand decorating them.
Now, what are the dates for this year's event?
It is November 16th through the 18th.
November 16th through the 18th. So if you're listening, of course, is it a requirement to be a part of a parish, to be registered at a parish in a youth group? Is that kind of the way, your conduit for getting there?
Not necessarily, but you do need to sign up with either. We have a few schools that take groups, but you do have to register through a parish. So you don't necessarily have to be a registered member of that parish. But if you know, for example, if you go to a smaller parish that isn't taking a group, you could hook into another parish that is taking a group and tag along with them.
Okay, so this is all organized. Well, it's mostly organized through a parish. You have to go through a parish, through a youth group of some sort. Many of them are.
Sure.
Okay. What's the cost? What's the commitment? And what does the weekend look like?
Yeah. So it's we have about 68 different groups that are registered right now. So if you think about the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, we have 133 parishes, I think. So it's a pretty high rate of parishes that attend this conference. And like you had mentioned before, that, you know, you heard Ellie talking and you wanted to give to or you wanted, you know, to send one of your kids. A lot of people feel that way, but they're not sure how they can help out. And it's not a cheap conference. So, you know, even though it's hosted in our city, and I wish we could send everyone for free, but it costs the same as just anybody else. So the base price is about $225 just to go to the conference, which isn't all that bad, but it's also a pilgrimage experience. So a lot of parishes will take their group will all actually stay at a hotel. So we'll have about a little over somewhere between 350 and 400 rooms in the JW Marriott.
Oh my.
That all of our archdioceses will stay at. So that's where kind of the pilgrimage piece comes in. We all kind of get together and rather than going home and coming back.
That's an added level. Yeah.
So most, you know, we leave it up to the parishes as to how much they actually want to charge. A lot of, you know, parish finance councils will be able to subsidize some of the costs. Some will do fundraisers, different things like that. But the ticket price of what it would actually cost to take a student and stay at the hotel is generally somewhere between 420 or $450 to $500 sometimes.
So it's a chunk.
It is a chunk of change, absolutely. But it's also an investment. I mean, you have to think of it as an investment. So if you are one of those people that, you know, you really want to send one of your kids, maybe kind of financially adopt a kid at your parish
Great idea.
Because it's ultimately it's going to impact your community.
Amen.
Because these people are going to come back like Ellie did and light the parish community on fire.
Amen. It is. It's a life-changing experience. I know it was for me. And I promise it'll be a life-changing experience for everyone. Maybe not in the same exact way, but it does have a huge impact.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ellie, besides adoration, which you mentioned, what were some of the other things that you liked about the conference?
Some of the fun things... everyone had crazy hats, and we switched them around. That was fun. The clothespins was fun. They had a thematic park, and in the thematic park, there were a lot of different cubbies you could go to. There was a craft area. There was an activities area, and there was a public service area where we were able to put together some things to give back to our local community. That thematic park was really good. And then the different talks that they had in the breakout sessions, that is a bit more customizable. So you're allowed to go select who you want to go listen to and different topics that are important to you. And you can go listen to them and hear what they have to say.
Was there one particular talk that you went to that you thought, yeah, that I needed to hear that?
I'm trying to think back. It was 2 years ago. I can't remember who gave the talk, but there was... one talk that was given that had a sign language interpreter right next to them. And that's great because I take sign language. But through watching the talk and the sign language interpreter at the same time, it added a different level. And in that talk, they were talking about Christ's forgiveness.
Oh, my.
And that was something that I really needed to hear, not only for myself, but because I had been bullied, I was having a really difficult time learning how to forgive. And watching the talk, and I say watching because of the interpreter, it had a different impact on me. And that breakout session, I knew I was supposed to be there.
Oh, God bless you.
Yeah.
God bless you. Listeners, if you're just now tuning in, Scott Williams, the Director of Youth Ministry for the Archdiocese, and Ellie Kaufman. She is a high school senior from St. Simon Parish. Scott, do you have the agenda? Who are the big names that you're bringing in?
Yeah.
Usually have some big music guy or some mime or some... you know, and then some inspirational speaker.
Mime?
Yeah, mime. Well, I say that because a couple years ago, not a mime, you had some.
Like a sand artist?
You like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of like that. That's what I'm talking about, Jim. He knew what I was talking about.
I was just picturing, you know, never mind.
Never mime.
What I did bring with me is the keynote presenter. So
okay.
So there's Ellie was talking about kind of the breakout presentation. So it's split up between two different areas. There's the mega sessions, are called mega sessions, but those are at Lucas Oil Stadium. So the same place where the Colts play, we get to pray half mass and listen to these keynote presentations. Those are Chris Stefanik.
Oh.
So you might recognize him from
Sure.
Real Life Catholic. Sister Miriam, can you read that?
Yeah. So I would say Headland.
Yeah, Sister Miriam is what
Sister
she's usually
Miriam,
called.
Yes.
I never knew that she had a last name. Roy Petophilus and Brian Greenfield. Then also Father Joe Esfiliet.
Oh, yeah.
And Emily Wilson was
Indianapolis
Catholic Youth Conference.
Yeah.
So all big name people. We're really excited about having them all. And then obviously we'll have a lot of the other people back at the breakout sessions in the convention center.
2 years ago, we were able to carry a couple of the keynote speakers, the evening speakers on the radio here. And I came in to facilitate getting those on the air. And they were just dynamic to listen to. I mean, there was singing, there was fun, there was lots of things going on, and yet, you know, they had a real message to them as well, and it was really inspiring. I thought, boy, that's some of the better hours we've ever carried here on Catholic Radio.
Yeah.
You know what I thought was kind of interesting about, and I'm sure Ellie, maybe you can talk a little bit more about this, but I thought, for me, a great witness when we did the live remote was the parish priests that were still reminded me of being at the Vatican, going around with seminarians, with like groups of men with them. Did you see this, Ellie? Did you see some of these? Like Father Jonathan Meyer, I remember Father Jonathan Meyer was there, and they had a whole bunch of guys with them. It turns out they were all seminarians. Did you get to meet any? Did you get to chat with any of?
I did. Yes? Not only that, but I also saw monks.
Oh yeah.
And sisters.
Yes.
And it was amazing. I loved seeing those, all of those people there, especially as a young person, because normally you only see the priests in your church, and they're wonderful, but oftentimes they're a bit older.
Yes.
And as a teenager, you're like, oh. Yeah. I can't be a priest unless
I can't relate to that.
The nice thing about these conferences is that they will show you the humanity of these people.
Amen.
So oftentimes we'll see the priest at mass and things like that. But here you see them, you know, dancing and having fun and laughing.
Yeah,
and those are the great things. And then one of the, I forgot to mention also, Toby Mack is going to be the kind of big headline music person. So.
Oh my goodness, Toby Mack. Yeah, so Ellie, quickie, we only have a couple minutes left, but yeah, I did love seeing the consecrated walking around, and I did love hearing the stories of the young people that were going with them, but the beautiful nuns, and some of them, in these long flowing habits, that it's kind of, we see a resurgence of going back to the habits, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys, we have a couple minutes left. So I'm going to cede a minute to each of you. If you were to give your pitch, and maybe Scott, you should be the who, what, when, where, why guy, and you should talk to, what would you say to parents who are listening or kids that are listening to get them, you know, to close the laptop and call and get involved with their parish youth group so they can get signed up?
To the kids, it's a party. It really is. Mm. But it's one of the best parties you'll ever go to because of the community there. And it's a Catholic party. It's great. It's fun. It's moving. It's emotional in both your faith life and in your personal life. It's fantastic. It's great. And then to the parents, your kids will come back different.
Amen.
And I can say it's for the better, and it will change their world.
Amen.
It really will.
Ellie Kaufman. Okay, Scott Williams.
Yeah, so it's November 16th through the 18th. It's like I can't explain it better than Ellie just did. Mm-hmm. But if you're on the edge about it, take a leap of faith. Just do it. Check out archindyym.com. So archindyym as in youth ministry.com. And we have all the information on there. You can see what parishes are going, all the details, who's coming, some of the promo videos, and just get involved. Even if you're not going to go to the conference or if you don't have kids that are eligible to go, we also need about 1,000 volunteers to pull this thing off. So, and that comes from right here in our local area.
Amen.
So please jump on there and help us out.
God bless you both for being our guests on Faith in Action.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at catholicradioindy.org. Just click on the Programming tab and select Podcasts.